Former Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta says automatic budget cuts to the Federal Aviation Administration would jeopardize the safety of the nation's air transportation system. Mineta says the $1 billion cuts that would come as part of sequestration in January would close airport traffic control towers and lay off 1,200 air traffic controllers. Additional cuts to Homeland Security agencies like Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, he says, would create longer lines for airport passengers.
I have spent much of my career working on both sides of the aisle to ensure that America has the safest and most efficient transportation system, but more specifically, the air transportation system, and make it the most efficient and safe in the world. And for most of my career, there was a common understanding on the Hill and at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that certain things were above politics, and the Federal Aviation Administration was always one of them, but not anymore. We're here today because our air transportation system, the envy of the world, is about to fall victim to a political meat cleaver called sequestration. Now, if I had one message to give to the leaders of both parties in Congress, it would be this. Read this report.
Mineta spoke Monday to the Aerospace Industries Association, which released a study looking at the impact FAA cuts would have on the U.S. economy. The study finds FAA cuts would remove $20 billion from the economy each year and would eliminate 132,000 aviation jobs. Mineta says that Americans' faith in the safety and security of air travel is equally as important as the economic impact.
Let me just tell you that from tough experience, and all of you were there, of course, agonizing through the tragedy of 9/11. From my perspective, it was a very difficult process to restore America's faith in the safety and security of our air transportation system. Now, sequestration cuts to the Transportation Security Administration and to the Federal Aviation Administration may very well call that faith into question. And I'm sure that if you go back and research FAA's 54-year history, you would find that it never had to endure the budget cuts and the magnitude of those required by sequestration. I think the last time, David, was probably when you and I were standing with Secretary Lewis and Lynn Helms, the administrator, when we had to cut loose of all those air traffic controllers at the time of the strike. Now, it's also mindless that as a budget-cutting measure, we would cut the very activities that help bring revenues into the federal treasury and into the aviation trust fund. The inability of the two parties in the Congress to get together and to figure this matter out is baffling. But let's not let the FAA be victimized by fiscal politics with public safety and the economy suffering as a direct result.
Mineta also scolded Congress for eliminating resources that are needed to switch from ground-based traffic control to satellite-based air traffic control. Research and development projects were included in the FAA's most recent authorization bill. That project they're talking about is the next generation air traffic control system FAA has been working on for some time.
That's correct. And just a few of the facts that are in this report, just to put it in context, what they're talking about, they say that if sequestration immediately would result in the closure of 246 airport tower control towers, the loss of 1,500 air traffic controllers, 9,000 security screeners, and 1,600 customs officers. And, of course, sequestration is scheduled to take place in 141 days unless Congress acts. And everyone is hoping they'll act or expecting them to act, but they're on recess now, so we can't read their minds.